is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Sponsored by Max Barbecue, Golden Isles Collision, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, here is your host, Brad Kirkland.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Max Barbecue, I'm Brad Kirkland. This Brunswick High Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Mr. Shuck Seafood, Golden Isles Collision, Jack's Tire and Brake, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by our host, Max Barbecue. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. So coach, welcome back to the show. I know you're coming straight from the football field, the middle school championship. Jane Macon over Glenn Middle, 17-8. Pleased with that.
Yeah, definitely. It was an exciting game. You know, I just couldn't leave, and I apologize for showing up a little late, but the show will go on. But Jane Macon 17, Glenn Middle 8, and hats off to both teams. I mean, that was a heck of a champion. It was a championship game atmosphere. The crowd was big, and those guys played in Lynn County Stadium and did a heck of a job, and Jane Macon came out with a win.
Well, it speaks well, I think, to Glenn County and the sports. Both are feeder schools into both high schools, and it's important that you're there. I'm just glad we got the win, and things look good for the Pirates.
Oh yeah, looking forward. Those guys, they worked hard all season long, and we're going to look forward to seeing them come up and come to our program.
Outstanding. Well, Coach, you've had a week off or so. We won prior to the bye weeks. We had a bye week to prepare for the back half of the season. We're 4-2. 2-1 in the region. How was practice this last almost 2 weeks?
Definitely pleased with how practice was. Like I said, we're coming off a bye week, much needed bye week. To get back healthy and gained another day of rest coming back from the Lakeside game. That's a 3.5-hour trip, and I remember I didn't lay my head down until Saturday at 3:30 a.m. When we got done with that. And then, we had Monday off, we had Tuesday off. So I gave the players totally Monday off.
That's good.
That was fall break for us. We practiced Tuesday morning. They had the rest of the day to, do whatever they wanted to with their family and enjoy some fall break. And, Wednesday after school, Thursday, Tuesday's practice, Wednesday's practice, and Thursday, we did a lot of good on good. And I think that, was gonna help us prepare for South Effingham, for the next three games for sure for us. And I think, I'm very pleased with that. Very pleased with the week of practice that we've had this week. We've stacked some really good days on top of good days. And the key has been, the commitment of our guys and the consistency of a good practice.
So was there an emphasis at practice considering what we have coming up in the region, what's on the line? We got to know that we got three games left.
Right, yeah, and I keep reminding our guys, I told them on Monday, the only guaranteed things we have is 15 days. 15 days of football is guaranteed. And for a senior, I think when you break down that perspective for them, it got really serious and got real quiet real quick. And to know that they only have that amount of days guaranteed for them, I think, the focus was there, the commitment level. The intensity at practice was picked up, and I just keep reminding them every day, 13 days after today, and that's all you're guaranteed, and we'll see what happens where the chips fall after our last region game.
Well, Coach, did we heal up? Are we healthy going into the weekend, to Friday?
Yeah, I'm pleased with the guys that got treatment over the bye week and through this week of practice, been healthy. Definitely, we had a lot of guys that got sick before the Lakeside game. I think they were battling some flu issues and everything, but I think it's kind of ran its course to our team, and everybody's back healthy and ready to go.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, you were off Friday. Did you go scout any games, any kind of
I had some coaches that went and visited some games. I had a few coaches that went to the Evans and Effingham game. You know, they got to see two teams that are still on our schedule.
That's right.
So they got two birds with one stone. And then I had some guys go down and to the Colquitt and Camden game. And I did something that was a little bit different. I went and spent some time with my wife, and we went out to dinner, and I think I got some brownie points on that one.
Absolutely.
Definitely much needed time. You know, being a coach's wife is not easy at all, and definitely my wife Erica deserves, you know, my attention and everything. And, you know, she puts up with a lot of football games on Friday nights and Saturdays, and we had a great time, and you know, enjoyed, you know, going out to eat in Brunswick and just spending some time together.
Outstanding. How about over the weekend, Coach? Any school visits? Take some kids to colleges?
Yeah, we had
by
some
chance?
Yeah, we had some guys. I didn't go this Saturday, but we had some guys go up to University of Kentucky and visit. I think Devin got to go up there, and you know, once after this is the first time he's been up there since his commitment, and those coaches are very excited. I know we're going to have Mike Stoops, the linebacker coach from Kentucky, be at our game Friday night. So they got a bye week this week. It didn't end up well for Kentucky versus Missouri this past weekend, but you know, they played really hard, and you know, Mark Stoops, the head coach there, has done a really good job, and they're finally getting back in Georgia. I think that's one of the key things. They've had a lot of success in the SEC, is they've recruited the state of Georgia very well, and I think they continue to do that. That could pay off in dividends for them, but definitely going to have some other guys, I know, this weekend head out, you know, to some places, and just, you know, teams are getting on the bye week, and that's when they start coming around Brunswick High School.
Awesome. Well, congrats to Devin Smith. I wanted to mention that on the last show, and we just kind of ran out of time. So, yeah, absolutely. Congratulations to him on that commit to Kentucky. Is there some connection? You got a connection with Kentucky, or does he have a connection? Why Kentucky?
He has one. Definitely, you know, we've had Quandre Mosley from you know,
that's right,
from this area.
He's still on the team?
He's actually in the NFL right now. He was with the Cowboys. I think he's actually with the Patriots right now.
Okay.
He went on that visit and really enjoyed himself. And, you know, my wife actually went to the University of Kentucky, and she has stayed totally out of this and silent because she didn't want anybody to think that she had a say in this or anything.
Oh, that's right. Your wife's a Kentucky alum.
Yep, she's an alum, and she played golf there, and she's from Ware County. You know, that's where she graduated from. And but you know, she was ecstatic when he chose there. She finally, you know, got to show her emotions and everything, and was very happy for him. But you know, it doesn't matter where any of our guys go. We're still going to be the biggest fans of them. And you know, we got guys playing all over the place. And you know, definitely, I check numerous scores on Saturday, whether it's the Georgia score for Jamal or Georgia Southern for Caleb Cook, NIU for Devin Lafayette. I even check the University of Pennsylvania for Jaden Drayton. I make sure you're keeping up with him, because I think the Ivy League actually starts their season. They started, I think, 2 weeks later than the regular season. So, but yeah, I'm checking scores all over the place, and you know, keeping up with our guys.
Well, that's awesome. That's just another example of, you know, we Brunswick High continues to keep people going to these big time programs, man. So that's just great for our program.
Yep.
So. More to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Hey, sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
High school football season is here, and for over 28 years, Air Adjusters has been your home team and has been helping you score that touchdown by keeping you cool in the Georgia summers and warm in the winters. High quality work from trained professionals, so give your hometown team a call. Air Adjusters, a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Financing available 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Well, Coach, did you watch the Georgia game, Georgia Vandy, this past weekend?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, I mean, what?
37-20, win, yeah. Dogs win. Sometimes you hear people say, you know, dogs play at the level of their competition. You know, I don't believe that because I kind of discredits the other team, but does that happen sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think
even in high school?
Oh, yeah, definitely it happens all the time. You know, guys don't play up to their potential when they play. I've heard that before. They play down to their opponent. One thing you should never do is you should never overlook your opponent, and especially on the road when you have to go to some, you know, to somewhere. And, you know, I definitely think that you got to respect your opponent, whoever it is, and you know, I think you can be beat in any given Friday night.
Absolutely. So we just got to keep them focused on the team right in front of them, really. Well, Coach, we got South Effingham between the bricks, 7:30 Friday night. They've had some success early in the season, which got people talking, hey, this is not the normal South Effingham team we normally see, but they have struggled a little bit. They're 1-2 in the region, so they've lost some region games. So what are we going to expect from South Effingham?
I mean, definitely. I think, you know, they're coming right off a win at Lakeside. So they traveled to Lakeside and got a region win there.
It was a close. That was 19-8 something.
It was like 22-19.
Right.
And Lakeside actually had the ball and didn't get it on fourth down. And they were moving the chains. So South Effingham's defense really performed very well. And I think that, you know, through the season, they're going to run the wing T offensively. They're going to run a 3-3 stack defensively. So the stack will be a little bit something that is new to us. And but, you know, we've been preparing for it. And, you know, and as far as the wing T, we look back at Camden, you know, and we've seen that before and seen some different wing T concepts throughout the season. So, you know, I think with the week of practice that we've had in preparation, I'm very hopeful that our guys are prepared.
So will you make any changes based on what they run? I mean, they're running a wing T, so we've already faced that, but I guess right. The 33 stack, are you going to run something different offensively because of that defense?
Yeah, I don't want to give up.
Okay,
defense.
Yeah, I don't either. Absolutely. No, somebody might be listening. We don't want to give that up.
No, I mean, definitely. I mean, when you see different defenses, there's things that you can counter with and things that you attack. And so since this is a different defense, definitely there's things I think that we can do and expose and, you know, and then running the wing T, we've got to have great eye discipline. I think if you get caught looking at the motions or the shifts and everything, I think that you can get, you know, in the wrong place at the wrong time and they can hit some stuff on you. So you just got to do your job and know your assignments up front and control what you can control.
Well, Coach, according to Max Preps, I was looking at some of their players and looks like one of their best players wears number one, Jeremiah Wright, tight end, and he plays some defensive end. He's their leading tackler with 9 tackles per game. So we're going to have to know where he is pretty much at all times.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's a really good player. I think, you know, their running back does a really good job.
Number 36, Gannon White. That's who that you're referring to, I believe. Those are their top two players on the team.
Those two guys I think are really good. I think one of their really good players from last year, he's playing a corner. I think he's number seven, Montel. He was a really good player for them last year, so he's returning for them and, you know, has some experience as well. So, and they're under a new head coach. He's a first-year head coach, just like I was last year. So I kind of understand the things that he's going through as a first-year head coach. And, you know, it's game seven for us. So definitely, you know, looking forward to the matchup.
You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. In seven games, South Effingham has scored 158 points and allowed 147. So, I mean, that's not great numbers. They're almost one for one, almost. So, that doesn't mean a lot, really. We still have to prepare. I just, you know, right. I like looking at these stats. How do we match up with these guys? Our O line against their D line?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the challenge, I think. And it's been that way a lot throughout all these games. It's, you know, and then we talked with our offensive line. This is number seven game going in. This ain't just the first starts or first time people's been in games and everything. It's time to move forward. We've, you know, in practice going against the ones for, you know, a few weeks now. I think that they've, you know, went up against a really good defensive line and got a good look from them. So all the nerves and all the, you know, butterflies have got to be out of there, you know. And, you know, I think we're at the later half of the season right now in the regular season, and I think all that stuff should be gone, and let's move forward.
Absolutely. So we should be able to run the ball on them. We're going to match up pretty well with them. I look for us to have some success there. Well, Coach, we've been a balanced run/pass team all year long. So is that your game plan going into this game? You want to stay balanced? Or are you looking at airing it out some more?
I mean, yeah, definitely. I think when you're balanced, you know, it keeps defensive coordinators on their toes and keeps them, you know, when you're really balanced, and it doesn't even matter, you know, if it's first down, second down, or third down. I think when you break some tendencies there, I think that's very beneficial and helpful. But when you're balanced, you know, it's hard to, you know, to get into something that you want to. As an offense coordinator, what I was before, is I want to dictate what the defense does. I don't want the defense to dictate what I do or what I call. So that's why you got to stay ahead of the sticks. You got to make sure you're getting positive yardage. You can't have penalties that stop drives. I think those are things that are beneficial for us. And then, you know, I think, you know, staying balanced is just a really good way to distribute the ball. We got a lot of guys, that, you know, a lot of athletes that can do a lot of good things with the ball in their hands, and I think, you know, utilizing them will help us be successful.
Well, Coach, do you guys script plays at all? Like at the beginning of the game, do you have something in mind that, hey, we're going to do this to start with, and let's stick to this first series? I know a lot of times coaches will do that.
Yeah, definitely. We in practice, every play is scripted in practice. We make sure that we're getting the correct look forward, and that's just being efficient with our time and make sure that we're giving our players the best opportunity to be successful. And, hey, this is what you're going to see Friday night, and, you know, this is what you can line, and they're going to line up in against this formation. In a game, you know, we got some plays that we want to, you know, see at first and script it out. And sometimes we get off script and it's a feel of the game and everything. But definitely there is, a few plays that we, you know, like to hit it and start off or, you know, start drives with. The one thing that I think I've really noticed since I've been in high school football has been when I was at VSU is when you line up in this formation, this is what you're going to get 100% of the times. And then when you get to high school football, you don't know who broke up with their girlfriend at school, who's going to be lined up where, and you don't even know if they're lined up correctly all night long. So, I mean, that's been the difference in that. You don't know what you're going to get on a Friday night. I remember playing one team, and every series they came out in a different defense. So you got to prepare for three different defenses. And, when that's the game plan for their defense, you got to have something that you can, you know, run like a base inside zone run or, you know, something that can, you know, get you going and doesn't confuse your guys and just work to the right people.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The best low country boil in Southeast Georgia? Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Also a dining room, full bar, and a full seafood market available. Fresh shrimp and live crabs. They were just swimming yesterday. Mr. Shuck Seafood, 107 Alabama in Brunswick, right beside Dan Bates. Takeout available, 912-265-5959. Be sure to find us on Facebook. 13 years of serving folks just like you, and we're proud to say, let's go Pirates!
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simon's in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates! At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment brought to you by Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, Jack's Tire and Brake, and by Max Barbecue. Coach, a few stats for you. We've scored 222 points, and we've only allowed 106 in six games. Where do you think that stacks up in the region, or do you already know?
I mean, that's I like those stats, you know, for us.
Well, I looked today. I went out and looked, and we've only played six games. Everybody else played seven or eight games.
That's right.
We're number one.
Wow.
Okay, so Effingham would be number three, as you would expect, but they played two more games than us.
Wow.
They got 256 points and only allowed 97 in eight games. Glenn's right in is third, and South Effingham will be fourth. They've allowed 158. I mean, scored 158 and allowed 147. So we're doing rocking on. We're doing good. We're in the driver's seat, I think.
Yeah.
As long as we can keep doing what we're supposed to.
Right. Yeah. We got to keep on playing well. And one thing, you know, there's a newsletter that comes out every day at 4 a.m. This guy sends it out. It's the Georgia High School Football Daily, and I saw him there. We were the number 10 team in 6A that we're averaging points, or points scored, and we're at 37 right now, and we've only played six games, you know. And, so I think that, you know, if we had another game, I would love to think that we'd score some points in it. And, you know, maybe that average would be a little higher, but 37 points a game is, you know, pretty good.
And just giving up 17 is my calculation there. So, yeah, I'll take that all day long, and that's so we're in good shape there. So the offense is doing good. The defense is doing good. I think our defense has not played their best game yet. I think our best games are ahead of them because I see them scoring some points. Have we scored points defensively yet?
No, I haven't.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. That's one of the things, and on special teams too, we came really close, you know, against Lakeside of getting, you know, a punt return or kick return. We've been really close on that. And, you know, defensively, we're swarming to the football. You know, Caleb Butler's always around the football. Hopefully one of these times, he instead of just falling on a fumble recovery, he's going to scoop one up. Or, you know, Devin Smith and one of those linebackers, you know, I think Jayshon Towns, you know, going to get a big interception sometime. And, you know, return it. You know, he's pretty good with the ball in his hands. We always joke with him and his brother, saying that he's the better ball carrier than his brother Jamarius. But yeah, those guys are playing really well. And I hope you're right. I hope our best defensive game, you know, is in front of us. And, you know, we just got to get better each week. Those guys are, you know, preparing really well. And I'm proud of those guys.
A lot of talent on that defense. As long as we stay healthy, I think this defense is going to help us. We could definitely go deep in these playoffs. Well, Coach, forecast is pretty good this weekend. It's going to be football weather. The temperature's dropped a little bit. It's anywhere from 50 to 70. basically. There is a slight chance of rain, so like I always say, be prepared. Bring a towel, wipe off the ball, and we'll be good.
That's right.
But it's going to be football weather. How about special teams? Special teams has looked good as of late. Hadn't seen any issues of getting people on the field that need to be on the field, and that's always a big, big piece of it, and that can hurt you too.
Yeah, I think there's one thing too. We've done a really good job of getting guys in and off on special teams. The kicks have been really good. PAT's been good. Getting great effort on PAT block when our defense is out there. And, they're trying to rush the kick and everything. There's one thing that I'd like to bring up. In the Lakeside game, we had one of our players go down in the end zone. His name is Chris Kemp. And he's on a lot of our special teams, and he's playing safety for us. And one thing that his backup, after that play, because it was, it was a punt and or coming out of half, we were kicking off, and Kemp was not going back in. And his backup came up to us and was like, "Kemp is out, I'm right here." And so it took him paying attention in the game, what's going on, coming to us to fill in for his backup. And his name was Tyler Ray. Tyler Ray came to us, and hats off to him for paying that, close attention and being in the game. That's what we talk about, being in the game, knowing your number's called. And that's one of the things that, I'm really proud of that guy for doing that. And, if we get all 11 guys doing that and paying attention and knowing when, somebody goes out of the game, we shouldn't have any penalties or anything like that. So, very proud moment for him doing that.
Outstanding. This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Absolutely. He's not over there at the tent looking at the TV or at the Gatorade jug or paying attention to the game. That is absolutely huge, Coach. Well, Coach, what's Friday look like before the game?
This Friday, one thing that we're going to do, it is our pink out game for us. So one of the things we're going to do, we're going to go through a normal school day, 4 o'clock weight training. And then 4 o'clock is our pregame meal. And after our pregame meal, we are going to, get ready at the field house like we usually do. And then when we get on the buses to go over to the stadium, we're going to line up for our power walk. And we're inviting all our cancer
survivors.
Survivors that, have either battled it or, have battling it right now to come walk and do the power walk with us and be in pregame with us. And one thing, that showing our support. We'll have some guys out there, supporting with their pink on, whether it's gloves or towels or, I'm sure the officials will too. And we always do that in the month of October. And that's just one way of showing our support. We have some family members that, have that and that are dealing with that and battling that. And we want to be there for them and show our support. And then, we'll do that, in pregame, and then we'll come out, warm ups. And like I said, it's football weather outside, and it feels great. And I hope our guys will be excited to play Friday night.
Pirate walk same time, 5:30.
Yeah, I think they're asking everybody 30? To be there at 5:20.
5:20. Okay.
And show up, and we'll arrive right there with them, and we'll be there with all our fans.
You're gonna let it out. What are we wearing? We got a uniform.
It's a little different. I'm a hold it in. So
okay, gonna. There might be some pink on it, maybe.
Some of the seniors wanted to do this.
And, okay.
I've given them the opportunity to take some leadership and ownership of this. So if you don't like it, it's on the seniors. So, but moving forward, I think they've done a really good job, and they've all came together and chose, what we're gonna wear.
Well, that's great. I'm very glad that you let them have that input. Well, Coach, we got JV and freshman game tomorrow, right? So
right.
Give me the time zone.
All right, ninth grade will play at 4:30, and the JV will start at 6:30, playing Glen Academy. This is the last ninth grade game, last JV game for the season.
In the stadium, right?
Yep, it'll be at Glen County Stadium, and looking forward to everyone coming out.
Outstanding. All right, Coach, we're near the end. Got two home games left. Got one away game. Let's get them fired up. And as always, go Pirates.
That's right.
Thanks for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Max Barbecue at 7:30 p.m. I'm Brad Kirkland, signing off.